Listen up, team. If you're looking at the ketogenic diet for endurance, you're looking at a real paradigm shift. We're moving away from that traditional carbohydrate reliance and teaching your body to efficiently tap into fat as your primary fuel. Now, as you visualize your next long break, I want you to set a steady pace. Think about your swim mechanics, keeping that turnover smooth and efficient. Hold your cycling power steady through the base intervals. Find your optimal running cadence on the transition run. And lock in that race day execution mindset. Physiologically, a keto-adapted athlete undergoes a fundamental metabolic shift. Fat isn't just a backup, it's an enormous energy reservoir. We're talking 30,000 to 68,000 kilocalories available, compared to just 2,200 from carbs. Through nutritional ketosis, your body dramatically ramps up fat oxidation to about 1.54 grams per minute. That's more than double what you see in high-carb athletes. And here's where it gets interesting for your training zones. Crucially, the intensity threshold for peak fat burning shifts upward. We're talking from roughly 55% up to 70% of your VO2 max. That means you can sustain higher intensities running on fat alone. Ketone bodies, especially beta-hydroxybutyrate, step in as highly efficient fuel and signaling molecules, helping improve muscular efficiency and actually reducing muscle protein breakdown. Now, let's talk performance outcomes. The data is mixed and heavily context-dependent. VO2 max measurements often look unchanged or artificially inflated just because of significant weight loss. When you adjust for lean body mass, the true cardiorespiratory changes aren't always clear-cut. Time-to-exhaustion tests give us conflicting data, and for shorter, high-intensity events, traditional carbohydrate diets still typically win the day. But flip the scenario, and the picture changes. Keto-adapted athletes show significant improvements in power-to-weight ratios. We're seeing peak power increase by 0.8 to 1.4 watts per kilogram, whereas high-carb groups often see decreases. This makes the ketogenic approach particularly advantageous for climbing, hard acceleration efforts, and ultra-endurance events where glycogen depletion is your biggest enemy. However, transitioning to this diet requires substantial adjustments. You cannot rush this. Complete fat adaptation typically takes 8 to 12 weeks, and for some of you, up to 6 months. During that window, performance will inevitably dip. You're going to need to cut high-intensity training volume by 30 to 40% and extend your recovery periods. Recovery protocols become non-negotiable. You must prioritize protein intake at 1.2 to 1.7 grams per kilogram of body weight, with 20 to 30 grams consumed within 30 minutes post-workout to support muscle synthesis. You also have to factor in environmental stressors. Heat is a major challenge for keto athletes. High temperatures increase carbohydrate reliance and accelerate glycogen depletion, so your race day execution strategy needs to account for that. Now, let's look at the scientific landscape. It's constrained by significant limitations. Current research suffers from small sample sizes, high dropout rates in ketogenic groups, and self-selection bias. The athletes who choose keto often already possess physiological traits that favor fat metabolism. Testing methodologies also vary wildly between treadmills and cycle ergometers, which complicates direct comparisons. Perhaps most importantly, individual genetic variability plays a decisive role. Research identifies roughly 97 genes that influence VO2, max trainability, and metabolic response. That's why some of you will thrive on fat adaptation, while others will struggle to adapt. So, what are the critical takeaways for you and your coaches? The ketogenic diet is not a universal performance enhancer. It's a specialized tool. It's best suited for ultra-endurance specialists who are willing to invest in a lengthy, disciplined adaptation phase. Success depends entirely on realistic expectations, modified training loads during the transition, and careful monitoring of recovery and perceived exertion. While carbohydrates remain optimal for high-intensity, shorter-duration events, Keto adaptation offers a legitimate, scientifically backed alternative for maximizing metabolic flexibility and leveraging your body's vast fat reserves. Ultimately, your individual genetic predisposition and event-specific demands should guide your dietary choices in endurance sports. Trust the process, respect the adaptation window, and let the data and your body dictate the strategy. Now, let's get to work.